Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, December 23rd. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks managed some modest gains on the last trading day before Christmas with the help of positive consumer sentiment data. The Dow rose 176 points, or 0.5%, to close at about 33,204. The S&P 500 climbed about 0.6%, and the NASDAQ rose 0.2%. Stocks started the day lower as traders reacted to Commerce Department figures showing prices for services have continued to climb faster than hoped. But markets turned higher after the release of a positive consumer sentiment report showing households are still optimistic about the economy. Among individual stocks, the cloud computing company Nutanix fell 8% after Hewlett-Packard Enterprise said it was not in talks with it about a potential acquisition. Tesla shares lost 1.8%. They've been falling all week amid concerns that CEO Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter is distracting him from running Tesla. CarMax stock added 5.2%, reversing some of yesterday's losses. Those came after the company posted a 24% decline in sales. And crude oil resumed its recent upward climb. Brent crude, the international benchmark for oil prices, gained 3.6% today, settling at $83.92 per barrel. Prices were boosted by a threat from Russia to cut its oil production by up to 7% in response to Western price caps. A quick programming note, the Minute Briefs will be taking a holiday break next week. We'll be back in your feed on Tuesday, January 3rd, and we'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.